On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Welcome to the program. Tori Lagarde joins us as she does on a weekly basis every Monday. Hi, Tori.
Hey, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. God, it sounds like I'm a magician or something.
No, you're a pasta sauce.
Oh, that's
Francesco Rinaldi.
Rinaldi. That's not Ronaldo.
Do they still make that?
Yes.
How is it? It used to be great.
It's tasty. What do you mean it used to be great? I remember when that used to be a good sauce.
I love my sauce. Yeah, no, Ragu. You can't go wrong with Ragu.
They got a new
chef.
Don't
do Prego. What are you doing? Just it's Ragu, right?
You know what my favorite sauce now is, indeed? Well,
I don't know. Such a loaded question.
I don't know if we even want to talk about this. Why am I talking about spaghetti sauce?
It's because you're Ronaldo.
Yeah. I don't even want
I'm Torrance.
To talk about spaghetti sauce.
I'm Torrance.
Yes, you are. Tori is an actress and a humorist, and I have no purpose whatsoever.
That's not true.
Anyway, you're right.
You started this whole thing rolling
years ago. Yeah, this is self-deprecating humor, and it's worked for me for decades.
I almost misheard that.
No.
Is there a bathroom nearby?
Yeah, no, not at all. So, yeah, good to see you again.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. This is the summer.
Of course. It better be. It's pretty hot.
I know it's pretty hot. I remember, speaking of the weather, do you follow the weather, by the way?
Oh, you know, I just look outside. Why do I got to hear about it? If it's going to happen, how can I?
But you have windows?
Yeah.
Oh.
Surprise me.
Surprise.
Universe. But actually, I can control the weather. I don't really talk about this much.
Oh, really?
No, I should have brought it up. But yeah. You see, you're already skeptical.
Are you part American Indian?
No. It's nothing to do with that.
You can control the weather.
I seems to be. It's only been for the last 30 years that I've been able to do
That's
this.
All.
So it's still happening. It happened yesterday again.
Okay, now wait a minute.
It just happens.
All right, wait a
minute.
And
my kids know about this. Some people close to me know about this.
Give me a scenario.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to tell the whole world, but this, you know, it's very secretive information.
Don't worry, it's not the whole world.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, the thing is, when I write down, I have a diary, and I write down what I do. I think I told you that.
You did.
Since 1985.
Yeah, and I've been so jealous of you because I never write anything down and I forget everything as a result. And it would be so much fun to go back and decades and see what I did on that day and what my impressions were.
And it's so much like an alibi. It's like an alibi. Where was I? I can tell you where I was and what I was doing.
How long have you been keeping a diary?
Since 85.
Wow.
But anyway, it's not like a real detailed, like, today I was sad. There was a big cloud over my head. It's not like that kind of a diary.
Right.
It's more like, this was the temperature. This is when I went to bed. This is what I watched on television, if I watched any.
That's boring.
Well, it's like it's an itinerary.
It'd be more interesting what went on in your head than an itinerary.
No, I need an itinerary.
Really?
No, really? Also, it's different. So it's not really a diary or journal.
No, it's my
calendar.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, I have that
again.
Too,
alibi. It's okay. Alibi.
So weather.
So I also write down the weather.
Uh-huh.
Is it sunny? Is it raining?
Interesting.
Is it cloudy?
Interesting.
I use overcast, partly sunny, partly cloudy, rain, thunderstorms. It could be anything. Snow.
Do you stand in front of a green screen with a weather map?
I don't, because it's all just written
out. Oh, it's written out. I get
it. Yeah, there's no photos.
So how can you control the weather, Tori?
So this is the thing. Exactly. And it's mind-blowing. And I wish it would stop.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it might just be New England. I write down, if it starts out sunny, I write sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Within a minute, a couple minutes, clouds come in.
Right.
I changed it. Oh, so it wants to do the opposite of whatever I write. So you'd see in my diary over and over, crossed out, and then sunny or rain or clouds. It just, so you know what? If I want a sunny day, I wait. I don't write anything. If I write sunny, it's going to, the clouds come in. If I write overcast, the clouds break and the sun comes out. Right. It's always the opposite of what I write. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, but this begs the question.
Okay. Please solve this for me.
If you want it to be a sunny day,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just go to the diary and write down cloudy?
Because I want my diary to be accurate. I don't want to fake news.
But you're
going to
cross it out anyway.
Sometimes I do, and it's crazy.
All right. I'm just saying.
Like to my daughter, I just said, when it was cloudy yesterday,
yes.
and I wrote overcast.
Yes.
Early in the day, and then a minute later the sun comes out, and I said to her, "You're welcome," because that was me.
All right.
And she laughs. They laugh like they don't believe.
Look, if you have this power.
I don't know that it's power.
Well, it sounds like it
is. It's a contradictory thing, too.
Whatever you write apparently doesn't happen.
I will die tomorrow. See, I'm still alive.
What you should do, Tori, is in the morning you get up and you write down, I'm going to not win the lottery today. And then as soon as you play, you're going to have to cross that out because you won.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't work that way.
Oh.
You missed where I said, it's everything.
That's a lot of things you say.
That's why we have to listen again to the show.
That's why I tape this.
Tape it. Yeah. And then I play it back, like when you whisper, like, hostile. It's not a hostile, Tori.
I was talking about you.
I know, I am. What time of the month is it? But it's when I write down a fact.
Yeah.
It is cloudy. I'm writing cloudy. It's
correct.
Sunny. I'm writing sunny.
Right.
I can't write, I will not win the lottery because, I mean, I don't even play the lottery, number one. But
okay.
I mean, I can't write something that's just, I'm not making things up. I'm writing a fact down on my book. That's why it's all true. Everything I write is true.
So you can change the weather simply by writing it down.
I don't know.
Do
why
you still
is it
do this
happen?
Now?
Yes, it happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So why is that happening? Is it a coincidence? It's New England. The weather just changes, right? There's an explanation, but it's so bizarre how it happens. And my kids have known about this for years because I do it and then it changes.
No. See, here's the thing. If you followed the weather
and
you listened to the weather reports, you would know that this is a thunderstorm time of year.
Okay.
So it can be sunny all day and then just in a certain area, there'll be some dark clouds and it'll rain for like 20 minutes and then it'll be sunny
again.
Yeah,
and that happens, sure.
Sure. So the fact that it rained is not really significant unless it rains all day.
Okay.
Now, that's okay. Okay, let's move on to...
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre. I'm bizarre. Yeah. I don't know why this happens, but there must be a reason, but it's strange. It's odd.
There's a lot... I am also successful at opposites.
Yeah?
Yes. If I want something and I go out and I prepare for it, I buy items that support what I want to happen because I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Just before it'll get canceled. So what I've learned to do, and it's successful, is to do planning to do things that will not happen, and then when they do happen, I didn't prepare for it, and they come true.
Yeah, so it's the same theory.
Mm-hmm,
it's the same theory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Isn't that like when you tell someone you're about to go on this great vacation? And then you don't go.
Yes.
You can't ever prep things that are about to happen because then I'm getting married.
Correct.
Oh, then you're broken up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. And there are tons of books written by these incredibly intelligent people that say, all you need to do is just sit down, imagine it, and
the
it will
secret.
Happen.
You will it to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Well, no. It's the opposite.
But if that happens for 1,000 people, they think, yep, and they have all these testimonials, yeah, and then you think it can happen for everyone. It's just random, wouldn't it be?
I think that if there's a God and God creates people, and there's no sperm involved, that God points to people and goes, you're good, you're not going to work. You're going to have a sucky life. Nothing's going to happen for you. I think it's all predetermined.
Really?
Oh, yes. So you have to work against it, and then it screws them all up. So things start happening.
Yeah, but how can it screw up God? If God decides, isn't that the thing?
He's got so busy.
I don't know.
So many people.
He's got to
care
stuff, right?
It started out where there weren't a lot of people on the planet. Now it's like you got to hire people.
Didn't they start with two?
Well,
one came from a rib.
If you believe the fairy tale, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so insulting.
You know?
I used to be a wedding videographer, as you know.
You don't do that now?
No, no.
Sorry, okay.
No.
I didn't know when you stopped that.
No.
You did it for a long time.
Yeah, no, I had a revelation.
Ooh.
I was videotaping a wedding last year. There were three in a row that sucked. And and at the third one, I said, that's the calling. It's time to stop.
What happened?
And I did. I quit cold. And I still got calls. Ron, can you do our wedding? No.
You still do funerals though, right?
No. No. I do nothing with a video camera anymore.
If I need you for a funeral.
Yeah, that's different.
I know. Okay.
Different.
All right.
But no.
But not for my funeral. Maybe for my funeral too. But I will never see it. See, that's going to be the bummer.
And then why tape it?
Well, for my children.
Can't I just go and have a good time?
You know, everyone's going to have a good time at mine.
Can't
sorry.
I just enjoy the chicken without
that's
having
right.
to pick
it's
up the
like
camera?
It's going to be like New Orleans. We need to have a band and marching and stuff and excitement.
So I would go to churches. I went to churches. I was the only person in the world on a regular basis was paid to go to church.
That's
pretty
right.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
So what happened the third time that you said no more?
Oh, it wasn't that. So whenever I went to one of these certain types of religious churches, they would always go through that the woman is made from the man's rib.
Oh, right.
And the woman is to obey. And my camera would shake in seething
You're
madness.
A feminist at heart.
I am.
Yeah, I know.
I am.
I know.
Well, I'm not a feminist. I'm more of an equal. I mean,
exactly.
Human beings are human
You've
beings.
You've always been
right. Just because you have a uterus and I don't doesn't make you special, and vice versa.
Sure.
Right. It's body parts.
You know, it is.
Come on, get out.
It's mostly about the brain. We all have a brain. Let's use it, people.
Well, the point is, we're all human beings.
Yeah, no one's subservient to another.
No, not at all.
Right.
No. So anyway, I used to get so seethingly mad, but actually mad, like, and I would feel like I've been drawn into a cult.
Right.
These people are nuts.
They are. Yeah.
Why isn't somebody in the congregation standing up and going, "What? Are you serious?"
Because they're brainwashed.
But they never did.
No, they can't.
They never did. No. And that frustrated me that nobody objected to this. And I would look at the bride standing at the altar and go, "You're pathetic. You're letting this happen.
Right.
You're letting him say this to you and you're accepting it. Where's your gumption, woman?"
Yeah, there's no gumption. But you know, maybe that's why it's better to have a JP. Just do that.
Yes.
Make up your own vows, say what you want to say,
absolutely.
And then it doesn't need to be sanctified.
Yeah, but you know, the families want it sanctified, and usually the bride and the groom want it sanctified.
That's kind of going the way of the, isn't dinosaur? It's not really, do people still really do that?
Oh,
big
yeah.
Church weddings?
Big time. You would think not, but yeah.
My son just got married on a boat with a JP. It was, and you know what their vows were? The best vows I've ever seen in my whole life. I wish I videotaped it. I hope I can find it. It was, you know, I promised to kill spiders for you. I mean, it was, I let you, you know, watch your video game.
Victoria,
I loved
here's the thing. Well, see, I mean, yes, that does happen all the time,
right.
But in my profession, you don't hire a videographer to stand in a garden while you're reciting some vows.
You should.
You should, but you basically spend the money when you're in a big church kind of
right. You want
reception.
The whole package.
These are the people that have like, you know, 100, 200 people. And
oh, right.
Thing.
No. Okay.
So anyway.
So you don't do that.
No, I'm done. Done. And I never felt so free.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now I can go into any store I want and they won't throw me out. No.
Do you have to bring your ID when you buy food though? You have to do that, right?
What
he's
is
so he's so insane.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah.
For those that aren't familiar, this guy that's the president now, he actually, the comment was made that it's like you have to show your ID in a supermarket when you buy food, don't you?
Because he's never been in one. He has no frame of reference, obviously.
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
Absolutely true.
It's so sad. I want Obama
very,
back.
It's
Can
not,
we just have Obama? I know. We had it. We had it so good. We didn't even know. We didn't appreciate it when we had it. That's life. You don't appreciate something good when you've got it until it's gone.
Here's my, I don't want the whole show to be politics, but here's what it's about. I don't care what a president does. I care how he acts.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. I agreed with many of his policies, but he wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he was respectful. He united people. He brought when there was some confusion, he would try to bring everybody together. Even Reagan did that with his.
Yeah.
Now we've got like a screaming, angry bastard.
That's creating divisiveness,
divides on purpose for his political, to rouse his political base. It's disgusting. That's my problem. I don't care who's the president or what they do, but you've got to respect that position. Mm-hmm. And you're not the decider. You're not the judge. You're the person that's supposed to be the glue that holds everything together.
I agree.
And this guy is just like the Antichrist in that way.
No, he's silly putty. He's not glue.
Silly putty. He is silly. He's silly putty.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
I just want to say I saw a movie recently.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well.
Some more?
Yeah, well, Mission Impossible.
Yes.
But don't you think that by now the missions are possible? I'm serious, right?
Because, so they got to change the name? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not impossible. So already we know it's going to work out. So the only reason you won't even see these movies is because of the twists. They always have the fake faces.
Yes.
I love that. That's
good. They use the makeup.
I go, oh, and I was really freaking out the last one.
Yeah.
And I knew he was not the real one. And I was, woohoo, I look like I'm drunk or something. But I'm like, yeah, I know it. It's exciting to me.
I think they should do more of that. Yeah. They don't do enough of it.
They don't do enough, right.
Because that's clever.
It is.
And when they create these fake situations and then they take the walls down and go, no, this is being staged.
Right.
That's cool stuff. Most of that, I saw that film also.
You did.
It's Mission Impossible Fallout.
Fallout, correct.
Right, right. Or Mission Impossible, you guess what's going to happen?
I missed some of them. I think there's Ghost Protocol. I don't know if I saw that one.
I saw some previous ones. They weren't as exciting. There was a lot more talk and less action.
Right.
And I will fall asleep if a scene is more than 3 minutes long of talk.
Exactly.
I will fall asleep.
You will. But wasn't the first one the best with John Voight?
I didn't see the first one.
What?
No.
That, you know, that started the whole thing. Right. That was the best Mission Impossible. I don't care. That was
the best Mission Impossible was Mission Impossible on TV.
Oh, that with the Peter Graves?
Yeah.
Wow, you are old. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I saw it through the crib railings.
I did too. I did too. Yeah, We're the same.
Fine. All right.
But I mean, I wasn't that interested in, you know, that genre, I guess. It's like Mannix.
I thought it was. Well,
did you watch Cannon too? Did you watch Willie's? What's his name?
Yeah, they were just people running around.
Ellery Queen.
No,
did you watch? I mean, what's the other one, buddy? No. Barnaby Jones.
Yeah, but they were just nothing things. But Mission Impossible had
the
plots.
Should I go watch that then?
That was when they did all. Every show was like the fake scenario and the masks. Every
really?
Single show, yes.
So I should probably watch it now.
Tons better.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you will. You will plots in your pants if you watch.
Ooh, because I bind to plots in my pants.
Do it. Seriously.
Really?
I don't know where you find them, but.
Oh, I can. You know me.
Yeah. Okay,
I find fine, stuff. Fine.
Yeah.
Really?
How
long was it on, though? How many years do I got to catch up to? I just got through Dexter for 8 years.
I think it was about 8 years. But you have to watch every one.
I don't?
No. I always go backwards because usually shows aren't good until they start to get it on.
Like Marvin Gaye?
It's like Seinfeld. Do you ever watch the first few years of Seinfeld?
I love Seinfeld.
Sucked. Not funny.
Well, the very first ones were, because they were still trying to establish the characters. George was supposed to be cool.
Yes.
No, he's a nerd. Let's leave him alone.
By the time you got to the end, it was like brilliant.
Although the last one was really kind of.
Well, that was awful.
Wasn't it?
That was awful. Boy, wow, was that that was like the 2016 presidential elections. That was a letdown.
It was.
It was awful. Anyway, I enjoyed Mission Impossible. I've never seen so much running around in my life, and it's funny because Tom Cruise is a very short person, and yet in the movies he looks like he's like a superhero. He's not. He's a nebbish little idiot.
He does a lot of his own stunts.
I know, not everyone, but he says he does them all. But
I saw him jump out of a plane with James. What's his name? The talk show guy, James Corbett.
Corden.
Yeah, Corden.
Yeah.
So, and that was awesome.
Well, James Corden jumped out too.
I know he was skid like me. I would have been like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
But he had a tandem. He jumped tandem.
No, he's got some balls. I give him that. But not everything in that movie did he do.
No, you can't.
No. But anyway, in the beginning of the movie, if you remember, plot-wise, no one's going to care about this.
No.
So I'll just make believe there's no audience right now. In the beginning, they said that there were some three nuclear devices.
Correct, yeah.
And that they were going to take out three locations on the Earth.
Right.
By the about 20 minutes into the film, that was not it anymore. They they were just going to do one area of some area in the world where they were going to cause famine and stuff. They're going to do all three of them at that location.
Right.
I didn't find any place in the movie where they said we're going to abandon the plot and we're going to do this now.
Yeah, because they were trying to get his wife. They were trying to kill him and have him watch her be killed.
Right, right.
That was the whole thing.
But that was...
It got personal.
Yeah.
Instead of it got global, it got personal.
Well, let's move on. But anyway...
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know, have you ever watched Family Feud?
How can you not?
Right,
how can you not?
Because
it's on every channel at every time. I used to like that show. Now, Steve Harvey's face, I run in the opposite direction.
But he's born to do this show. I'm sorry.
Steve Harvey?
Yes.
He's born to do it? No, Richard Dawson was born to do it.
He's not alive anymore.
Well, that's a good point.
But
make a good point, Tori.
But, you know.
well played.
Well, of course. But then the other guy that did it, it's so traumatic, he had to put a shotgun in his mouth.
Yeah, Ray Combs.
Ray Combs.
Well, he was only like 2 feet tall.
Was he?
That was very short.
Oh.
Shorter than Tom Cruise.
Uh-oh. He's a little person then.
There were quite a few hosts. Louis Anderson for a while.
Oh, I can't stand him.
He's funny.
No.
He's funny.
Stop it. Ridiculous.
John O'Hurley.
Oh, yeah, from Jay Peterman from Seinfeld.
And then that guy from that Tool Time show.
The guy with the beard.
Yeah, Richard Kahn.
Well, how do you know these names?
See, I don't know anything. I don't remember
Richard
anything.
Richard Kahn?
No.
That one I would not have gotten.
He was the worst of all.
He sounds bad.
No, I cannot stand watching Harvey Korman. What's his name? Steve Harvey.
Harvey Korman died too.
No, because he's on every single show, and he's on shows
he's
that
on
aren't even
show.
His show anymore. It's he's got a talk show. He's at that show. He does a kids show. He does a game show. It's too much.
He has a lot of debt,
it's
apparently.
Too much.
He needs to keep working.
Something's wrong there.
He has a mortgage.
And I got to tell you, I mean, I love the man, kind of, but I can't understand a word he's saying sometimes. He talks too fast. And
well, the issue I was going to bring up is it's very risque now. Have
yes.
you noticed?
Every game show is risque.
Oh. How many game shows are there?
All the new ones.
There's new game shows?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, they've brought a lot of them back.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a version of The Match Game. Do you remember The Match Game?
Oh, yeah. I loved Eugene Rayburn.
Yeah, that's on.
Is that Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
That's about the filthiest there is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's filthy, you say?
Well, filthy.
Not even risque.
It's on at 10 o'clock at night. They will actually say the word vagina quite normally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah, because, Gene Rayburn's rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. It's interesting how you always think that, you know, you can't break the ceiling anymore, otherwise it gets wrong.
Right.
They're always breaking
they
ceilings.
They pushing the envelopes?
Yes.
Oh,
they're
dear.
Opening up the envelope. How do you push an envelope?
I think, doesn't that mean to push, just scoot it across a table? What
well, the envelope mean? Probably would be the enclosure, so they're pushing the boundaries of the enclosure, but... When I think about pushing the envelope,
yeah,
I think of some guy sitting in an office going...
He's a paper pusher. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Just push it.
Yeah.
I thought they were literally pushing an envelope.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that...
I've got to Google that someday if I remember it.
Yeah. It's a weird expression. But yeah, the game shows have become quite filthy.
I didn't even know there were
sexual.
Game shows. I just thought there was the one with the spinning wheel, The Price is Right. That one won't die. That will not
nighttime,
die. And then the other spiel, there's this wheel and then the other wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Fortune.
Yes.
That used to be, what's his name, Chuck Woolery.
Yes.
When I started watching it, you could use your money to buy furniture and things they had price tags on.
Yes.
It was awesome. They'd have like a display on a stage and, you want that television, I want that couch.
Yeah. Some of the shows
then it
are,
changed to like cash.
But man, this Family Feud, which you started talking about, is just so... overexposed. It's just too much.
Yeah, because it's on every day, all
every
the time.
Day on every channel.
What's the big deal then? Why is that?
Donald Trump should put a stop to that.
He should take over.
He doesn't seem to care about the real things that he should care about.
Why doesn't he host it? Then he can be everywhere.
I think he'd rather host it to be president right now, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't give anything just to have him be on Family Feud and have Steve Harvey be the president. Let's just switch it around.
I don't know if that's going to work either. I think I'm sick of celebrities being presidents for now.
What about, wait a minute.
I know Oprah.
All celebrities?
Yeah. It's.
No, none of them ever?
No.
Really?
No.
We can't have a celebrity president?
No.
Okay, Ron has spoken. Excuse me.
No, you can't. It's just, it didn't work out. Just didn't work out. It's so much didn't work out. Although Trump is not a celebrity. He just thinks he is.
Yeah. But
he's not a celebrity.
He's like Paris Hilton. He's just somebody that's
Correct.
Just well-known. That is the definition of celebrity, isn't it?
I suppose. But I like to tag some amount of talent to the word celebrity.
You can't. It doesn't. That's not true anymore.
Well, that makes me mad.
Yeah.
And I can get mad because my president
says
I can.
This is Ron mad. Yeah, you can.
My president says I can get mad.
Yeah.
Yes. I can segregate. I can put people down, call them names, ruin their reputation. My president says I can do that.
You know, I don't like it. I never liked it. I just were the whole reason I was worried about Donald Trump being president before he was, and I still am, but nobody listened to me, and maybe it's still not even a thing, is the whole nuclear thing. I'm just worried about him causing a big war or exploding everybody. Could that possibly happen?
It can happen only because if Mueller comes out with a conviction against Trump, Trump could pull something like that in order to take the focus off of
that
finding.
He's always distracting.
Which is what he actually said that about Obama. He said that something was going on with Obama, and he says, "Oh, I hope he doesn't start a war with Iran in order to divert attention."
Oh, yeah.
And this is the very thing that Trump would do.
Right.
I don't know where his morals begin. So far, I haven't seen an inkling of them at all.
He doesn't have any.
So that bothers me. Here's something else he said. He had his puppet Pence take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
By the year 2020, they want to start another branch of the military.
Space Force?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes. Did you see that movie, Space Force? It sounds like some type
it's
of
absurd. He's absurd. It can't be real. We're all going to wake up. It's the Matrix. This is not happening. I'm sorry. Space Force.
But
but
it made me a little frightened. Because I'll tell you why, Tori. Because he's opening up the door
to say...
We're going to put defense weapons
in orbit.
In orbit,
sure.
So, like, the other countries will go, okay, me too.
Yeah, because space is supposed to be peaceful. Yes. We all work together. The Russians, the Chinese, the Americans.
Well, who's going to need nuclear weapons if you can create some kind of ray guns that come out of Reagan.
I see what you did there.
I mean, like, what if you can attack people from space? And pinpoint things from space and cause...
Right. Satellites now can be zooming in and see, you know,
what if
locations.
Maybe if there's some way to weaponize these things, I mean, that would
I'm
be
I'm sure
like,
that, you know what, Ron? How about this? They're working on it. Whether we think so or not,
they're working on it. I know. But why announce that I'm going to have a space force? Because Russia and China and North Korea will say, okay, we'll start working on that too.
Yeah.
That's going to suck more. He doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't really understand that.
I used to think that weapons were dangerous in other countries' hands. Now I think they're dangerous in our hands.
Well, you know, didn't he have 48 tweets over the weekend? Or last weekend, whenever it was?
Well, that's because he's working so hard.
How do you do that? They won't take his phone away, though, so...
You can't. He's the president. If he was someone's kid, you could.
You can jam the signal. You know, they have signal jammers. Yeah. They make them in Israel.
Yeah.
And they're thousands of dollars. Yeah. But you know what? You can jam a cell phone.
Well, Russia isn't going to jam his cell phone. I'm telling you, because it's working out for them. Yeah.
But they're putting more tariffs and what do you mean, sanctions on Russia?
The president isn't.
That's but somebody's
Congress.
Doing it. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can he stop that?
He can't, no.
Then, okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen.
But, you know, I'm sick of it. The stock exchange has dropped 200 points Friday.
Yeah.
But what does it mean?
Yeah.
Everyone asks like it's a big emergency, but what does it really mean? Then we're back to the same thing. You know, it doesn't really change
anything. Well, yes and no. Yes and no, it does. See, it's his tariff thing. That's his latest tirade.
Right, yeah.
And so now he's charging for other goods to come into the country, and they're going to charge for our goods to come into their country.
Right.
So everything's going to be more expensive for no reason whatsoever. Other than Trump got angry.
Right.
So I would say that by the turn of the year, you know, in January, you're going to see prices of just about everything, especially certain products, go up drastically.
Yeah.
And I think the American public might be a little pissed about that.
Not the 1%. They can afford it. They're getting tax cuts with other things. So, but his other base, the poor base,
right?
Now they might feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, good.
Well, you heard.
I hope you lose your farm.
You heard what Trump actually said to his golf buddies after they passed this big, gigantic tax relief bill thing.
What?
He actually said to them, and it was recorded.
Right.
He actually said, "I got you guys more money."
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, hello. What could be more telling than that?
Well, you know, Omarosa, apparently, did you hear that? She's got some tapes too.
Yeah,
she's writing a book.
Unfortunately, she's Omarosa.
What does that mean?
Well, you got to know what the source is.
Yeah, I heard they're not that exciting either.
Yeah.
They're not that revolutionary or whatever.
But if she were a little more believable, that would be...
Yeah, but it's still his voice saying something.
I know.
Yeah. But, you know.
I know.
She just wants money. Mm. You don't want to cross people like that. But they're like, he knew when he hired her, she was, you know, what she was. So, and then she could turn.
He's made some horrible choices.
Yeah, really?
I mean, most of his cabinet members have been indicted and pleaded guilty.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, wow. And the rest of them, he yells at them like he calls them idiots. You hired him. What do you do? Are you admitting that you make the worst choices of anybody in the world, Mr. Wonderful Boss Man?
Well, you know what? If nothing else, it's entertaining, right? There's no shortage of jokes and entertainment. And
I think the American public would love to go back on the set of The Apprentice, sit at the board table, have Donald sit on one side and all of America on the other, and all of America takes their fingers, points at him, and says, You're fired.
Yeah. Well, anyone normal. Mm. But some people, I don't know.
Well,
they just don't like Hillary and her emails. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Next time around, it won't be a Hillary, and we'll see what happens then. Actually, we'll see what happens in November.
Really?
Because that would be the midterm elections, yeah. And we'll see how many Democrats get into the Republican seats in Congress, in the House, and the Senate.
Well, they just got a mayor from the WWE in Tennessee. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
He was a wrestler. Yeah. They elected him, Tennessee, GOP, yeah. Elected him mayor.
Yeah.
They still want that. The mm-hmm. South. Mm-hmm. It's still mm-hmm. the way it is. So what yeah. are you going to do about that?
I never quite understood this Electoral College. I went to college, and I don't understand the Electoral College. I don't get it. I get the theory of it.
The theory is that, you know, big states like California yes. and Texas and New York would decide elections.
Right.
And they're...
But I get that.
So they have to have spread it around.
Yeah. So yeah. like the people in Wyoming, it wouldn't even matter because their votes won't count because there's only three people in Wyoming.
Sure.
And I know them all by name.
Right.
However, my retort is, yeah, so what?
I don't care
where the people live. I'm just caring about the people. I don't care if they all live in one town or one city and the rest of them are just cows.
I know. Why can't just one vote count as for one person
yes.
and then, you know,
why
we add them all up?
It matter where you live. It would matter if you're choosing your governor in your state
okay.
or your senators or your
House reps.
So on
a local level, right.
That matters certainly. But on a national level, we're doing the national thing here.
Right.
So it's just person to person. It's not where you live. That to me is totally, that should be democratically illegal.
It started out like a good idea back in the yeah. in the when the pilgrims were here. What was it? Thomas Jefferson? Wasn't he a pilgrim? Something like that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like back years ago.
Yes.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yes.
Maybe that was a good idea. But we've evolved. Well, maybe because there were five people in Iowa or something. So you're right. But now it's evolved.
Yeah. Look, if there's 8 million people in New York City voting mm-hmm. And only 2 in Wyoming, then the 8 million people in New York City
they're
should
gonna get represented, right?
Yeah, but they should. I mean, right. that's where the people are. What does it matter where they live?
It's
they're people and they vote. The most votes win.
Sure.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Again, it was back when the Indians were around. This is an old system, Ron.
I don't know how old the electoral. They didn't even have college.
They had
then.
Canoes, and it was just.
They had no colleges.
Well, you know, they
little
had
red schoolhouses.
They did, and they needed electoral schoolhouse votes or something.
Schoolhouse votes.
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
It was the last of the Mohicans time around, and they needed this stuff to happen, to be represented. The wood people. I don't know.
The wood people.
Something.
The Whigs. The Whig Party.
The Tories. What about the Federalists? Whatever happened to the Federalists?
I know. Where do these people go?
Now we have libertarians and yeah. tea parties. I don't know.
I don't know.
What's happening now?
I don't
now.
Even drink tea.
Tea's good for you.
Most people drink coffee. I mean, why can't there be a coffee party?
Tea is fine. There will be.
There'll be a pot
it's
party.
It's in Seattle.
Seattle. No, that vote thing, I can't get it through my brain. I don't understand it. It's explained to me, but I always say, yeah, and so. What is the difference does it make? What are you telling me?
Ron, you sound so stubborn. You can't get it through your thick skull, huh?
No.
You refuse to.
I can't. Things that make no sense to me, I cannot get through my thick skull.
Hmm.
My skull.
Well, I don't even. It just bounces off mine. I don't even want to know about it. So
well,
I reject.
You're impervious. Because you can change the weather.
That's a secret. We can't tell anyone. And it's not even that I change it. Do I?
Apparently.
Well, I just would like to know what it means for the last 30 years. When I write,
what changes. What did you write in your diary today?
I haven't yet, because it's such a nice sunny day.
Well, we don't know yet. It's early on
in
Monday.
In my world, it is early.
Yeah.
So the whole point is if it's early, I'm afraid to write because it will change.
How was your weekend, by the way? Okay.
I don't know. My weekend, you know, listen to me.
You sounded so Jewish. And I don't mean that to
that
be an insult.
Is that my Adam Sandler voice?
No. How was your weekend? Hey.
Just trying to tell you a little bit now. It's the Adam Sandler voice for all of you. Funny. And you know who you are listening to Adam.
I like that response.
My weekends are always awesome. Mm. Number one. My weekends are always stellar. Uh-huh. I do something very exciting every weekend.
Uh-huh.
Live for the Weekends. Okay. It's that song. Right. Everybody's working for the weekend.
I think we have to pay somebody.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Loverboy.
I don't know.
You don't know.
No, I don't know. Okay. I must have been in the bathroom at the time.
They had a couple of they had a couple of hits. Turn me loose. Turn me loose. And never everybody's heard, working for the weekend.
I do recall that song.
Wasn't there one that was on Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley was dancing to with Patrick Swayze probably. When they were trying out for the Chippendales?
Possibly. I don't know it.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's funny.
I can't claim to know all these things.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You can claim it.
But I don't know.
But you don't know.
But I don't know. So it doesn't work out.
Okay, so don't claim it.
Well, this has been fun.
Really?
You're not supposed to question that.
Ron has made up his mind. Screw the Electoral College. This has been fun.
I did a whole thing last week about, because it's back to school pretty soon for the kids.
Every store you go in.
Yeah.
There's pencils everywhere. Pencils. Sick of it.
People falling over pencils.
You know, what is it? Notebooks?
Yeah, I know. And they don't even use that stuff in school anymore.
It's all,
You know, I haven't been tablets. In school for a long time now, and if I walked into a classroom and I sat down, I wouldn't know what the hell to do. I wouldn't know. What do I stand? What do I do? What do I touch? What do you want me to do? Do we turn something on? I wouldn't know.
It's the future.
And there's no blackboards, apparently. I don't know what they are.
There's no blackboards.
No, they're something else. There's no. Do they still have chalk?
Well, yeah, maybe they use like those dry erase boards.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be all right.
I don't know what they do.
Well, you have to explain something. There has to be someone everyone can look at.
They're not LED screens?
Oh.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Probably know. Not. Maybe not in this country yet.
Remember the overhead projectors?
Yes.
Well, you put a thing and it goes on the wall.
Yeah, that was silly.
It's backwards. Huh?
I could never see them.
Why not?
Because it was always daytime. They would always pull the shades down. Wouldn't make a damn bit of difference.
And then you're trying to see there's a pole in the way. Right, exactly. You're trying to look around to get an angle.
I couldn't see a damn thing. I never learned off of an overhead projector.
People listening, the young people going, what's an overhead projector? Exactly. What are you talking about? Exactly. I had to Google that. Jeez.
Those things never worked. And when they show movies in classes, I could never see the screen. It was too sunny in there.
Film strips. And you go, dink. Yeah. And you turn the thing.
Yeah.
Dink.
Yeah.
Yeah, film strip.
Yeah, I remember film strips.
They don't do that.
No, they don't.
It's everything's virtual now.
Yeah, I know. It's
put on the thing on your eyes. What is it called? An ocular? You put the thing over your eyes and you watch. It's like it straps on your head.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It's a virtual reality thing.
Everything's different.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't what I said on the podcast was I don't think I learned anything in 12 years. I don't think I learned anything at all.
Anything? What about math?
I think I figured that out for myself.
Okay.
I can't remember anything they taught me that was of any consequence to me. And if I need to figure something out beyond 10 minus 20 or something,
right.
Then I will have a calculator.
Sure.
And when I was going to school, there was an abacus.
Ron, see, you are dating yourself.
Well, I am, yeah.
Abacus.
Yeah.
Isn't that from Egypt? Didn't that was like they have the hieroglyphics? Yeah, did you do that too?
Well, we'd had to do that.
Did you build the pyramids, goddammit? I know it was you.
And boy, did that take me a long time.
I know.
That was like a
moment. How did you do it?
It was like 8 weekends.
It's a mystery.
It is.
How those things formed.
Yeah. And aliens. By mistake, we left some dead people inside.
Mistake?
They died, and we were still building, and we didn't know. We're going, oh, where's Bob? He's in the middle of it. Oh, no. We'll have to call it a tomb.
Call it a tomb. Okay. That's what you do.
So that's what we did. A lot of people made the same mistake.
They did.
No, I don't think I learned anything.
I learned the capitals of all the states. There you go.
I learned most of what I learned from my encyclopedias that were delivered once every
Britannica.
2 weeks. Yes.
Yeah.
And my parents taught me things, and I listened to them talk, and I picked up from them.
Then why do kids have to go to school? I really wouldn't like to know this.
Now it's I don't know. Now it is the law. It's the law because the parents need to have a life. That's the only reason it's a law. It's free babysitting. Give me a break.
Oh.
Come on. You don't want those
bastards. But they get latchkey kids.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, you don't want the parents. They gotta
You're supposed to learn. It's a law.
But
you gotta learn.
I took French for 4 years.
Me too.
And I remember a few phrases, and that's about it.
I know. They were trying to broaden our culture, maybe?
I have not run into too many French people who
and even if you do, they speak English.
They speak English.
English is the universal language.
So there was no point to any of that.
Well,
and then I took biology class, right. where we dissected a frog.
I refused to do it, so I failed it.
Not doing it. Every day since then, I've never run across a situation where I had to do a biopsy on a frog.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't happen.
It was making me sick. I'm not doing that.
So that was a waste of time. History. Half the stuff I learned in history wasn't true. It was fables.
Really?
Yes. Half the stuff isn't true.
Oh.
Columbus didn't discover America.
Oh, I see.
And all that kind of stuff. George Washington didn't have wooden teeth.
But he learned about the tax codes back in the 1700s.
Nobody remembers that stuff. Unless you went into that professionally. And then you went to school for that in college. You didn't learn anything in school about that, in regular school stuff. No, seriously. History, it happened.
Maybe the whole point of school is to make your mind just be able to operate correctly.
It's supposed to be. Look, if you're not...
So you can remember and retain.
If you're not brought up by your parent or parents to be inquisitive, to ask questions.
Right, okay.
If you don't learn to soak in information, to learn from experiences, you can sit in the class 24 hours a day and you'll learn nothing.
Right, nothing at all. And there's kids that happens to, probably.
Yeah.
And then they end up in prison.
The only purpose for school is to keep the kids off the street for a period of time during the day and let the parents go do their thing.
Work.
Yes.
Keep the economy going.
Yes. And all they could pull out was, maybe 9 months of it. You know, that's the best they could do.
In Japan, they go year-round, don't they? Mostly.
Because the parents
Saturdays
say, I'm not
even
putting up to this shit all day.
They go 6 days a week, too.
Say. Yeah.
They're smarter than us.
They're very smart. But it's not because they go to school, it's because they're disciplined.
Well, can't those go hand in hand?
They usually have two very strong, disciplined parents.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And they respect their elders.
Yeah, we don't have that here. You're right.
No.
We have some level of discipline, but nothing like
the families
Asia.
Usually live together for most of their lives, and the elders are the masters.
Right.
And information is flowing from these people day and night.
Right.
And they teach their kids how to music appreciation and everything. They take. It's so different here.
It is.
Yeah,
but we have freedom. That's the trade-off, right?
Absolutely. We do have freedom. Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah. That's the whole big draw to come and live in America, you can be quote free.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Because you're not free in Canada, I guess.
No, you're not. No.
What are you doing? You're paying the throne. I mean the royalty. I mean the people.
I don't know. I mean, still free here, but it's questionable. Anyway,
this is a whole thing topic, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what you're here for—to challenge thoughts,
sure.
thought patterns, and to change the weather.
Well, I'm not saying I do, but it's a mystery to me why that is. Why is that?
Because you have somehow connected to the universe.
But we're all connected to the universe.
So try it yourself. Some of us have a bad connection.
Yeah, because you can just write it down, try it, and see what happens when you do it, okay? Mm. Let me know.
I think it's like internet speed.
Oh, you have dial-up?
my thing is still making those
you
noises.
You have AOL. You do.
I do.
You have
I
AOL.
Actually do have AOL.
I know. It's bizarre. My uncle does, too, and he's a lawyer, so maybe it's a thing.
It works.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's just another... They caught up.
It's the original.
It's not dial-up anymore.
I know. I'm kidding. But remember what it was? It was DSL. We had to share the phone line.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of
it's
stuff
It's just all
back
cable
then.
Now. Everything's cables.
Yeah.
But wait till it's Bluetooth.
Remember the chat rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Where you would have a certain interest, and you would sign up for a chat room, and you could talk to somebody anywhere.
I know. That was Yahoo, wasn't it?
There were quite a few of them.
Yeah, but I did the Yahoo thing.
Yahoo. And now there's like this thing called Facebook, which commands the
social
entire
media.
Social. Yes, it commands it. It is the leader and the king.
What's the next big one then? Something's coming.
One would think Facebook could never be challenged.
They just got rid of InfoWars. They banned it. Good.
Mm.
It's just nonsense.
Instagram actually really made a big dent.
Yeah, but they're pictures. It's all pictures.
Yeah, but they're somewhat transforming. It's not as all as it used to be.
I don't even know what that sentence meant, but okay.
You know, I didn't either.
But I have to look it up.
I actually transpose my thoughts through, is that the right word? Is that the right
action? I don't know.
Instagram.
I don't use Instagram. You know why? It's one more reason to keep me on the damn internet. I want to breathe the air
and
look at the sun. Not look too long at the sun, but yeah, I'm already on Facebook. I don't want any more.
I mean, again, I don't like to brag, but I'm going on 8 months now.
You said 4 last week.
Yep, I'm doubled. I've just doubled it.
Whoa.
I doubled it.
Did I fall asleep?
That's how much I don't go on it.
Wow.
I was able to double it within 1 week.
You have magic math.
Yes, I do.
I saw that movie. I think the guys took the clothes off. It's called Magic Math, right?
I learned none of this in school. I just make things up.
I see.
My president says you can make things up and say it as its truth, and then it is.
I don't like him. Not one little bit, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't.
I remember George Costanza on the Seinfeld, Jerry
George
Seinfeld.
George Costanza. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, he was going to take a lie detector test for this policewoman. He was dating her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said, how can I beat the lie detector test? And George says to him, and very honestly, he says, just remember this, it's not a lie if you believe it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can beat a lie detector, a polygraph.
So you just have to. Trump probably watched that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
Okay. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. We thank you for listening. And next Monday. Please mark it on your calendar.
Come back tomorrow and listen to Ron, but I won't be here.
That's true, too.
But listen to Ron.
Yeah. But mark it on your calendar and then like what the weather is for the day, too.
I'll change it.
Push peace.